For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. That's not only the sound of a golf ball being hit. For South Carolina, it's the sound of money. Golf is an economic juggernaut in the Palmetto State, according to Duane Parrish, director of the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. He said with the huge Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, just completed, South Carolina is feeling the benefit.
The economic impact of the Masters is about $110 to $115 million per year. Just by geographic default, probably 30 to 40% of that is coming into the state of South Carolina with North Augusta, the number of hotels that are around that area, all the way back to Aiken, and quite frankly, bleeds even into Columbia. And so it's a big benefit.
The economic benefit also impacts other areas, such as restaurants, gas stations, and retail shopping, said Parrish. And for some who want the comforts of home rather than a hotel, many people rent their homes to golf fans for the Masters week.
There's a tremendous number of house rentals. Of course, a lot of attendees come for the whole week that want to go to the tournament and they want to be able to have a full kitchen, a full house, a yard, et cetera, especially considering the time of year. It is a great time to be outside, and a rental house offers that. So that's a popular option during the Masters.
Directly following the Masters is the Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head with a $92 million economic impact, said Parrish. But there's probably an even bigger impact than the dollars that are directly spent in the market, he said.
The Masters, of course, is all everyone knows Augusta is in Georgia. But when the Heritage is on television, that beautiful scenery of Calabogie Sound shows up on Saturday and Sunday on CBS television, and particularly when it's on an Easter, because Easter people tend to be home to watch the tournament, the viewership actually goes up. And so, you know, showing Calabogie Sound to the guy in Kansas, it's all South Carolina, and seeing that beautiful water is just it's hard to put a tangible dollar amount on that, but we know there's an economic benefit from that.
Dr. Tom Regan directs the University of South Carolina's Department of Sport and Entertainment Management. He said the revenue that comes with the golf tournaments is not new money.
And that's a good thing, and that's exactly what you want when it's this a sustainable economic benefit of that, when those tax dollars and stuff stay in that economy, you don't want them to drop.
Regan said the prominence of an event can have a major effect on an area's economic welfare.
A major event that you can continue over a long period of time can make your region and your city and your county on a national, international map. Everybody that's in the golf business or anything knows Augusta, Georgia, and they know Augusta, Georgia for one reason. It's not a medical hospital. It has to do with a golf tournament on a special weekend in April.
Regan said for some people, the Masters and the Heritage are bucket list items, and that's a good thing for South Carolina because he said they come here to spend what he calls crazy money.
So it's one of those checklist things like, you know, I got my list, I made Augusta, and the spending almost becomes like crazy spending because I'm not going cheap here because this is one of those times I'm taking care of something I want to do or my family wants to do.
The overall impact of golf provides a lot of year-round jobs in the state, said Parrish.
Golf in South Carolina is nearly a $3 billion a year economic impact for our state. That's big numbers. It's nearly 20% of our total tourism. So things around golf, whether that be the golf groups coming to Myrtle Beach to play as a group for 4 or 5 days, whether that's a spectator coming to the Heritage or coming to the Masters but is staying in our border, it has a huge economic impact for our state.
The area is a favorite of the pros, too. In surveys taken of PGA players, the top two places that they always name their favorites are Augusta and Hilton Head. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.